And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Walt Mack. Another controversy has popped up at the Chapel Hill Carrboro Schools. This time, it's about class rankings. Should class rankings be eliminated on transcripts? Well, Superintendent Tom Frisella thinks so, and he wants to change a state law that requires it. It's a trend that's sweeping the nation, as a growing number of private and public schools are scrapping the practice altogether. As competition to gain admission to prestigious schools increases, the pressure and stress on academically motivated students is mounting. Ivy League schools like Harvard, Princeton, and Yale would prefer to have class rankings shown on transcripts. It makes the admission process a lot easier. But there is an abundance of other data available to help determine whether a student is academically head and shoulders above the rest, namely ACT and SAT scores. The grading system has changed drastically over the years. In the 50s and 60s and 70s, students who wanted to continue their education took more rigorous college prep courses, and that was sufficient to gain admission. Now we have advanced placement courses. Those courses are tougher, and a student might receive a B instead of an A for a less taxing course. That could result in that student dropping down as much as 40 places in class ranking. It doesn't make for a level playing field, does it? The time has come for a change in the practice of listing class rankings on transcripts, and the state legislatures should act to assure that it does happen. This is Walt Mack.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue.
The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.